Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part two of Private Parts. We're still here with the beautiful Jules. Jules, there was a moment in the series which I applauded you for, and I was just watching it, and I was like just clapping my hands. You know, Cam has been open. He's had a pretty tough time with the experience. He's a pro cricketer. He put all of his efforts into that. He finished that. He didn't have a family, and he, you know, his mental health suffered, right? And on this podcast, we talk a lot about mental health and things like that, and he's been open about that, which is incredible. But there was a moment, right, where he broke down on camera, and he started crying. And it was so amazing. You held him and you hugged him. And it was this emotional bit where you said, it's okay. And you've been looking after me and you haven't, you know, you haven't. And this is 2 years ago for you, right? We have to remember that. But you held him and you said, it's okay. You've been so worried about me. You haven't worried about yourself and you haven't looked after yourself. And it was a moment for me where you guys really became a team. And you looked after
him. We really did. Because I remember we went to the dinner party the next week, and I think the experts were like, God, they've really taken themselves to the side. And Cam kind of wanted to, you know, be Dr. Cam as he is, because he's so caring to everyone. And I was like, it doesn't matter, you know. And that's the thing, in that bubble, it's hard not to be, you know, it's everything gets magnified. But we just had to bring it back to us and be like, you know what, this doesn't matter anymore. Let's just focus on him and I. But, you know, that was, he did break because of the toxicity, but outside influences, the mental health side, he, with his Manly cricket team, they do like groups for young boys, and it's all about, you know, life coaching, and he's a mentor. And one of the young boys tried to take his life that week. So he had a lot going on, and he crumbled. But you know what? I was so proud of him. Like, and watching that back 6 months later when it was on TV, we both relived it, you know, it was, you know, and it touched, I mean, unfortunately, digital intelligence, there was a bit of people going, oh, wimp, and all that kind of stuff, you know, which is just, it's said, digital intelligence, come on, the 21st century. But so many people reached out to say, do you know what, you just saved my marriage. My husband finally cried for the first time in 10 years and we talked. Yes. Or my son was like, you know, loved Cam and was like, oh, Mom, why is he crying like that, you know? And Mom's like, well, it's okay for a man to cry. It really became a conversation of a really good guy opening up his heart and still being a man, you know, and it's not like saying still being a man, but a man can show emotions, you know, and I love that about Camp, you know, that he does wear his heart on his sleeve, and it all comes from a really, you know, it was, I just held him and it broke my heart. Yeah,
but Jules, you're so right. You know, listen, we don't have to go into sort of scary statistics, but I talk about this a lot on the podcast. Well, I will say it, I'm not going, but 2/3 of suicides in the UK are male. You know, the numbers are climbing. It's crazy at the moment. And people are taking their own life because they feel like they can't open up, especially after this pandemic. And guys feel like they can't be open and honest because, like you said, we're not manly enough. If we start crying, it's this and that. And someone like Cam to do that on camera in such a big show at that moment, and screw those people on social media who call him wimp and all these different things. It's just, that is, Cam would have saved people's lives by doing that. And that's what's incredible.
But when that happened, I just turned into a lioness. I was like, get me my phone. I just literally went rogue and I just fought back. I changed my caption. I was like, you know, that's my husband, you know, and you're not ever going to speak to him like that, you know, and also to try and put a bit of intelligence back into these people that were saying such things. Like, yeah, and Channel 9 actually were like, you know what, we get to the, you know, the delicate of what it is. And so, you know what, don't do it again, but it's fine. I was like, well, I wouldn't have listened to you anyway.
But that loyalty, Jules, is so good from you. I mean, I think some people don't do that, especially coming from in a show. You some people tend to not show that kind of loyalty because they're, oh, what will people think? But actually, no, that's my husband. Yeah. I'm going to protect him. I don't care what people think. I think this is right.
And that's
think
why that's Cyrell so on the show, Cyrell, like, okay, her execution may be wrong, but, and, you know, the way she, executes herself. But generally you can't fault what the woman says, you know. She actually does speak a lot of truth and she is the most loyal person in the world. Cyrell's someone I'm still close to. Like, she'll be in my life forever, which is, she's a good friend. That's the thing, you shared such a crazy experience.
Yeah, you
with
stick
other.
With it forever.
And it's a shame that not everyone remains friends and people dig each other and, you know, it's really unnecessary, really. But
do you think there becomes a bit of a jealousy side, and not a jealousy, a competitive side, when you do these type of shows towards other people? Like, you know, because you guys get more following or you're seen as this better or they feel like they've been edited differently or whatever it is. And so do you think that becomes...
It just depends on the person, do you know? Yeah. Like when you're, I really believe, and it's something with my brand Figure, even though it's a shapewear line, the core of it is women supporting women. And my brand messaging is, you know, it's shapewear. And as much as irony of body positivity, I'm like, it's about working what you got. And when you know you are great, when you know, you accept who you are and you accept others around you, you've got no room for hate or jealousy. Do you know what I mean? You're just being you. And that's what it comes down to. It's all about how you feel about yourself and not racing against someone else, you know? And that's when, you know, when you're in those shows, and the only times you get that from people is when you know that they're probably not in a happy place. You know, there's no need to compete against each other. We're all doing our own thing and taking different paths from this experience. So, but no, I'm very lucky, you know.
That's amazing about your brand. So what did you say your brand was called?
Figure.
Figure. And it's all about a positivity and body positivity and just focusing on what you look like. So it's about body positivity. Is that what you were saying?
Well, it's really funny, really, because not funny, but when I was in maths at the dinner parties, I obviously had the microphone packed down my Spanx or my what other brand, and I'd take off my dress and it'd be on the floor and I have to take the whole Spanx off and I have the microphone pack in my hand. I'd be like, this is ridiculous. It's going to be easier. And then the irony of coming off the show and having a bit of body shaming for being a curvy woman.
Did you really get body shaming because you were curvy?
Yeah, trolling, like horrible. But on the flip side of that, I had so many women reach out to me and be, you know, say, I guess, saw me in a little bit of a reflection of themselves. And I always think, you know, maybe it was like the fashion looking for love or the curviness, you know, and people saying, I want to dress like you. I want your confidence dressed like you. And I'm like, well, you know what? Shapewear is my superpower, and also I need to make them better because I don't want to take it off to go to the toilet, but I want to have a really strong messaging of body positivity through it. And what it is just work what you got. Like shapewear, it's not about making yourself look really skinny. It's about accentuating your shape, making your dress look better, making it feel better. And even size 6 women wear shapewear to make their clothes sit better on their body. So with my with Figure, I donate to Share the Dignity, which is for period poverty, which is a bit like Always in the UK. And women get it, you know, it's about accepting that, you know what, yeah, I got cellulite. If I put a white dress on, looks like cottage cheese. If I put my Figure on, you know what, it looks better. You know, like that's okay. That's okay. We're not all meant to be, you know, what's meant to be beautiful. So I'm actually doing my second body positivity campaign at the moment. It's called Amplified. And I'm actually searching for models in the UK at the moment. I've had loads of women from the UK apply because I'm shipping to the UK so much, which is amazing. And the feedback's been great. Amazing. And I want to launch in the UK, you know, with COVID and everything. And with the models that I'm searching for, I'm just trying to make it as great as possible, COVID, you know, permitted with you guys. That's over there. Figure.com.au in the app, like ambassador section. So, and the point I do that is because I use from, you know, 18 to 75-year-old woman applied last week from New Zealand, which is amazing to read.
That's insane.
Because I want women to, I want women to see themselves in reflection, you know, and to, and I'm saying different, and the reasons why they applied. Some women are like, you know what, I've got stretch marks, I've got this, I've got that, but you know what, but I'm so grateful what my body's let me do. Yeah, it's not where it used to be. Shapewear makes me feel great. Or some women are like, you know what, I'm actually a little bit insecure. This is going to make me feel good. And when women read this back, they go, oh, that's so me. And it just makes everyone, I guess, feel equal. You know, we're all actually equal, no matter what size or shape we are. And that's what I'm saying. I know it's shapewear, but it's the what I've created, which I'm really proud of. Women, they get it and they love it. And it's really, yeah, I'm really, really happy with it. It's going good.
Well done. That's so, no, I love that. And I think that's such a great message to give to not only sort of our generation, but also the younger generation, right? Because there is, and I think body shaming is a really tough thing. I think that, you know, especially with Instagram and social media, we're meant to be like living this certain way, either if you're a guy, you see six packs stuff. And, you know, sometimes we don't focus on guys, you know, guys definitely worry about their weight and their figure and stuff like that. But it's kind of, we stereotypically think it's just females, right? This happens too.
Yeah.
How did you, you know, how do you deal with this sort of negative? Because you're, again, like we said before, you're not trained in it. You're not this. And then suddenly you come out and you suddenly got people being rude, being mean, being horrible, trolling you about your weight.
Yeah.
And you're just a beautiful, curvy lady. I mean, that's a beautiful, curvy woman, and people are doing that. How do you handle that?
Do you know, at the beginning, it was really hard, you know? Even, like, I remember being on honeymoon in New Zealand in the show, and our wedding leaked, and it went on Daily Mail, like Daily Mail. And I mean, at the time, it was exciting, and it was new, and it was something that had never happened before. So, of course, stupid Cam and I decided to read the comments. Oh, my God. Talk about, you know, putting, our honeymoon, we're like, oh, okay, that's not very nice. And that's why we ended up, I got a bit upset, of course, because it's like not very nice to read this. And people judged me before I even opened my mouth or showed my character. It was all about how I looked and my body and my hair and all these other things. So we ended up making, Cam loves Taylor Swift. It's like his hall pass. So we did the Shake It Off, and we put masks on, and we did this video, and it's like it went a bit viral when we put it out. And the reason why, because we were like, you know, we just need to shake this off. It was the yuckiest feeling of, you know, and letting your emotions be in someone else's hands to like judge me. And you know what? And some days it really fucking hurts. And some days you're just like, whatever. And my only advice to anyone, because I've had like people from this year's maths reach out to me and just want a bit of advice. And I'm like, don't read it, don't look for it, don't read comments, you know, because it's not there, it doesn't exist. And that took me a long time to get to that, because Cam's great at it. He doesn't. He knows himself. He's so aware that he's like, it's not going to make me feel good, so what's the point? And these people's opinion is, it doesn't, you know,
it doesn't matter.
It's just superficial opinions of someone's appearance, it's not nice. But you just got to, you know, when I was pregnant, that was the worst. I had someone wish me a horrible miscarriage. What? And that to me, That day, I was actually like, I read it and I was in shock. And I didn't get upset by it. But if it was 2 days earlier, I was having a really hard pregnancy day. Like I just was crying and I had hormones, and I wouldn't have been okay. You know, that's the whole point. You don't know what someone else is going through to then do this freedom of hate, not freedom of speech. Like everyone has an opinion, but that's not an opinion. That's just wanting to hurt me. And that's where digital intelligence is not there. So, it's just a really shit thing. But obviously in Australia, all that's changing. Laws and legislations
are
trolling. So you
that's
can
incredible.
Actually
So what are they changing it to?
You get fined. So it's not coming yet. And people will protest against it. I've actually made some content with Channel 9 looking straight down the barrel, and I read out messages like, I hope you have a painful, slow miscarriage. And I actually started crying when I did it that time, because now that I have a child, it really upset me.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, you fat, C-U-N-T, roll out the flag, like all these things. And I put it on my social media, and so many, like thousands, it was like I got married again, thousands of comments. Yeah. People were like, wow. And it was my way of saying, when this law comes in, make sure that you don't go, oh no, it's freedom of speech. It's not, you know, I've got an opinion all the time, but I don't throw hate on people like that. And you know what? Lucky enough, I've got a beautiful husband, family, friends, and I'm okay with me, but not everyone is, you know. And it's another thing. And also being a bit of putting the real in reality. Unfortunately, reality people think they have the right to say things like that. And it happens too much. So that's my little bit to help digital intelligence, is to put myself out there and be like, I came off the show with the Cam and Jules experience and, you know, didn't really do anything on there too much to be, oh, you know, like, I guess, right and wrong. and I still get that, you know. So that's that's why I feel so much for your, you know, your innocence and all that kind of stuff, where no one deserves that. No one deserves what to be told such in a horrible way about
herself. She had a petition signed against her, she told me. She had a petition signed against her.
Yeah.
35,000 people signed the petition to get her deported or something crazy like that. I mean, that is...
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. And she's a cool dude, man. I really like her. But, you know, yeah. The amazing thing, and, you know, you've got this little boy, and his name's Oliver, right? Isn't that his
name? Oliver Chase.
Oh, dude. And, you know, you meet Cam, you know, you get married, you then have your second wedding, you sort of actually have a wedding where you sort of get people to come and family members and everything like that. Isn't that right? You had your second wedding and all these kind of things, and then you have your little boy. Do you think everything happens for a reason? Do you believe
Absolutely.
In that?
Absolutely.
You do?
Yep. I believe that in the moment, it usually doesn't make much sense. And then you connect the dots when you look back at it and you're like, okay. And that's the thing. I never thought I'd be a designer of shapewear or anything like that. But everything led me to that point to be like, this is exactly what I should be doing right now. And taking all those signs of, you know, as I said, turning that, I guess, a bit of pain of that shaming of body into positivity and to, you know, I just, everything led me to be, like, even really daft. When I was 20, I used to date a famous DJ in Sydney. And in that small scene, everyone knew who I was. So I was kind of used to people having an opinion who didn't know me or whatever, yeah. You know. And that made me strong enough now to do it on a bigger scale, you know, to be like, I was used to that when I was 21. Like, you know, it was so nothing.
Yeah. But
it was
but
a small thing in my life that I was like, I was used to people having an opinion of me who didn't really know me. Like, it was such a big house scene back in the day. God, I sound like I'm old, but
no.
You know, it was a little piece of made my character
and a bit of insight into what it was like to experience those kind of things.
Yeah.
And do you know what, also, like you said, you know, you dealing with that heartbreak at that age when you experienced it, and then, you know, not finding a person, but then you go on this show to find someone, and then all of this experience happens to you because now you have this incredible following of people who love you and adore you. You have this brand and you have this beautiful family, and if you hadn't have gone down that path, you wouldn't be here where you are now. So all of it, as much as there's been bumps in the road, and I think this is to everyone who's listening, you know, there are these hurdles that you have to jump over. There are these bumps that you have along the way, but there is a path and there is a reason for it. And as long as you can sort of persevere past it and push past it, you sort of end up on your feet in the right place, hopefully.
Yeah,
I think that's
100%. You just, in it, you know, as cliche as you just do have to trust the timings in your life and be like, I'm here for a reason. And even if it is a mess and it's messy and it's ugly, you know, it's the right thing for you in that time. So, yeah, no, I feel very fortunate, and it's not always, you know, like, it's amazing, but sometimes it's not, like, everyone's life, you know, it's up and down. And but yeah, so anyway, round two next year, hopefully. Hope for a girl. I'll be getting, we'll be hugging trees, we'll be taking pills, we'll be doing everything to get a girl. Send her back if we don't. No. We actually thought we were having a girl this time.
Really?
Around.
We
didn't. Yeah, we were like, when we had a 4D scan, we were like, we just knew it was a boy. And we had, like, Rich, you were like, okay, we've got gender disappointment. We need to get over this. We're having a boy.
I think
because it was
be...
a surprise. Yeah, it was a surprise. We saw his face in the 4D and we're like, it's a boy. And Cam's like, I've just lost a daughter.
Yeah, you try not to be disappointed. I'm going to love it just the same. But at the beginning, you're like, no, I wish it was a girl.
Do you know what? And they come, you're like, I could not imagine you being anything else. You're just perfect.
Yeah, it's amazing. Hey, Jules, listen, look, you're on holiday, you're drinking some wine, you've got to go and enjoy your evening. I just want to say a big thank you for coming on this podcast, for sharing everything, for just, listen, I watched the show and I was a big fan, like most people are, and just saw what a wonderful person you are. Meeting you just makes me realize how wonderful you are. You really are. And you got such a great message to do. Honestly, go and check out, all your listeners, go and check out Jules's brand. I feel like we can find it on your Instagram. If we follow you on Instagram, we can go and check it out there.
I've got Figure, so _FigureCo. I've got my baby page, which I share on my baby, like, real, like, mum life topics and baby cuteness stuff. So that's a bit of fun. Baby Cub and Lady Lumps, and then obviously my page, and then Figure. So, yeah, any women in over that side of the world who want to apply to be a Figure ambassador and fly the flag, please do. Just tell me why. You just got to be yourself, basically, and yeah, it's great.
You're a legend. Oh my God, Jules. Listen, I thank you so much for coming on the podcast. What we like to do at the end of the podcast is leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Oh, God. Now I'm under pressure. God. Oh, I hate that when you're under pressure.
I know. I just put you on the spot. I just like the fact about, do you know what? We don't have to do it because your positivity about being yourself.
Well, I was about to say, one thing with figure, I always say, like, sexy isn't a size, it's a mindset. Like, if you just decide in your head, you're like, yep, I own this, I've got it, you will. What you think is what you become. And I'm a big believer in that manifestation of yourself.
Love that. Everyone, we're going to see you next week. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.